Today is November 5th, 2017. My name is Madison McNeil, and I'm interviewing Ashley Harrison at her house in St. Albans, West Virginia, for my first year seminar class at Marshall. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking and the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served as inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of work. Ashley, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed.
You're welcome.
Okay, what was your favorite part about being a teacher?
Probably when I had kids in my class who struggled or had hard home lives, and I could build relationships with them and help them feel like they were home in my classroom.
Okay. How were the kids in your class? Like, how did they behave? Were they respectful?
At the school that I was most recently at, it's a great community, great school. Most of the kids were really well behaved. You had a few here and there that weren't, but most of them were great kids.
Was it hard to come up with weekly lesson plans at all?
Sometimes, but mostly they were provided through something like a curriculum that we were required to follow. We could supplement some with lessons we made up or found or worked together to make, but the basis of it was like Scott Forsman Reading Street, Everyday Math, and Eureka Math.
All right. In our first year seminar class, we focus on critical thinking. What do you think is an example of critical thinking in elementary ed?
Helps the kids if they read a story and they think outside of the box. Maybe like evidence-based questions that they would have to answer, applying what they've learned to like everyday life. Like, we would do a lot of story reading, and then the kids would create a video or a slideshow or a skit to kind of show what they've learned and to build those critical thinking skills.
Okay. Do you feel as though your students got the best out of your class when you taught?
I think so, because I taught a 4th-5th split the last 2 years, and so I had to really be on my toes all the time, so every minute counts, and, we were encouraged by our principal, the staff at the school was encouraged by the principal to make every minute through the day count. To make sure the kids are engaged all the time.
What do you think being a teacher is all about?
I think making a connection with kids is the most important thing. There's going to be kids that come in and learn easily and kids that come in and struggle to learn. And if you build a relationship with them and they feel comfortable with you and in your classroom, they're going to learn easier and be more willing and open to learn and hear what you have to say.
Was there anything you can think of that you didn't like about your job?
There's a lot of restrictions on what you can and can't do. There's a lot of emphasis placed on testing, like statewide testing. And it puts a lot of pressure on teachers and the students that's unnecessary, and it kind of limits teachers to what they can and can't teach and how they can and can't teach.
Okay. Were you able to develop good relationships with your students' parents?
Yes, that was one of my goals as a teacher, was to make sure parents felt comfortable to come to me with issues and that I was available. A lot of them had my cell phone number. A lot of teachers don't like that, but I didn't mind it because it was a way for me to help parents feel like they could connect with me easily. I kept a Facebook page that I posted all my information on, updates. If there was a test, I would post pictures through the day of kids, and parents were really responsive to that and would communicate with me through that daily.
Okay, what advice would you give to someone who is new to elementary education, such as myself?
Have fun. Don't take it too seriously. Build relationships with the kids. Make that a goal. Because if you enjoy your job, the kids are going to learn, and you're going to be more creative with the things that you teach them. It's easier to provide engaging lessons to the kids if you're having fun while doing it. And you have to remember kids are kids, and kind of think like them as you're planning, and just try to enjoy it. There's a lot that isn't all that enjoyable about teaching, but you kind of make the best of it.
What else would you like to add that I have not asked?
I mean, teaching's a great profession. It can be a lot of fun. It can be very stressful. I would say the most important thing that got me through week by week is to be organized and prepared. And if you're not organized and prepared, you're going to be a mess. But you also have to be willing to kind of go with the flow. And if you get an idea in the middle of the day and say, you know, let's stop and, you know, do it this way, then you know, go with it, because sometimes those turn out to be the best lessons.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Well.